arming Russia. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to U.S. and allied intelligence, plans to travel by train to Russia this month to discuss selling ammunition to Russia for its war with Ukraine. Florida House Republican Mike Waltz on Fox.
They can provide thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds that will allow Russia to stretch the war out in Ukraine.
It's on the House Armed Services, Intelligence, and Foreign Relations Committees. An impeachment trial in the Texas State Senate starts today for Attorney General Ken Paxton.
31 senators serve as jurors. It will take 21 of them to convict and remove him from office, though Paxton's wife, who is a senator, cannot vote. While Paxton is facing a number of legal issues, including a securities fraud indictment that's now 8 years old. This impeachment trial centers around allegations he helped a wealthy developer avoid a federal investigation and foreclosure on his properties. In exchange, this developer, Nate Paul, donated to Paxton's campaign, renovated part of his house, and helped him see his girlfriend, though Paxton is married. People in Paxton's office went to the FBI as whistleblowers over his alleged conduct.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's damage to the Great Wall of China, blamed on lazy construction workers.
Officers allege two people were trying to create a shortcut for their construction work, and no ancient World Heritage site was going to get in their way. Police say the 38-year-old man and 55-year-old woman used an excavator to create a gap wide enough for the machine to pass through. They've been detained after causing what's described as irreversible damage to the safety of the cultural relics. The Great Wall of China was built and rebuilt on a continual basis from around 220 BC until the Ming Dynasty of the 1600s. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The annual Burning Man event is wrapping up in Nevada 2 days late. Tens of thousands of people who've been stranded by heavy rain, making roads impassable, are now slowly making their way out. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
First day of public school in Philadelphia today will be a short one.
Schools in Philadelphia will close early today and tomorrow due to forecasted scorching temps. City pools, whose seasons normally end after Labor Day, will remain open both days.
I'd rather be in the cold, freezing cold, but not be in the sun.
Today's scheduled opening of schools in several southeastern Michigan school districts is being delayed due to the high temperatures there. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
President Biden's back at the White House after a three-day weekend. First Lady Jill Biden staying back home in Delaware, having tested positive for COVID-19. Their spokespeople say she has mild symptoms and the president has tested negative. Weekday water taxi service shut down over COVID. Resume service in Chicago.
Daily commutes in downtown Chicago getting better today as the city's water taxi service gets back up and running again, with a lone boat making stops between the West Loop and Michigan Avenue 3 days per week, a Tuesday through Thursday schedule during rush hour. The boats ran only on weekends in 2021 and 2022 after the COVID scare sent typical river commuters into work-from-home mode. Water taxi service is expected to stop in late November and restart in spring. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Lee to form and become the next Atlantic hurricane by next weekend. It's way too soon to tell if it might affect the U.S. or anywhere else. The singer-songwriter Gary Wright died. He was 80 years old and had Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. His biggest hits on his 12 albums are Dreamweaver and Love is Alive. He grew up in New Jersey and died at his home in California, according to his sons. He was a child actor, made his first commercial recording in 1959 and got big in the 1970s. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office has publicly released new details Sunday of the shooting in rural Kenny. They confirmed one person dead, the shooter at large, the suspect identified as Jose Munoz. He's described as 5'6", Hispanic man with heavy build, black hair, brown eyes, the victim currently treated at Carl Hospital. Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District says they won't agree to a payment proposal from Marketplace Mall to use their space. MTD said the mall discussed the idea of a maintenance fee for buses to pick up and drop off people in their area. Managing Director Carl Nadd said a two-year, $1,500 a month agreement was declined. Well, Caleb Griffin's 29-yard field goal with 5 seconds to go, lifting Illinois to a 30-28 season opening win over Toledo at Memorial Stadium Saturday. Lou threw for 211 passing yards, 2 touchdowns in his Illini debut, and Pat Bryan hauled in both touchdowns. Illinois hits the road to face Kansas on Friday night. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, what fun it was. Particularly around the Soliers. That was fun, Mr. Greg. I didn't get you enough to eat. I needed to get you more food, didn't I?
Right.
No. You guys did. I tell you what, the barbecue that we had was top-notch. And, of course, the food fantastic as usual over at the Illini Union Stadium Club. And thank you to you and Janet and Diane for just an absolute great afternoon and a great football game as well. Woo! At Memorial Stadium.
Well, I'll tell you what. I like to say, good teams find a way when they probably shouldn't win.
They find a way to win,
They were losing. I think every statistical category was Toledo, and they were. I don't think Toledo's going to lose much this year, if at all.
They were on
the table. Very good team. Our weather with meteorologist Greg Soyer, brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you they're always looking for the right people to add to their team, and there's so many opportunities for growth. If you're interested in healthcare or the tech side of things, just go to carl.org/careers.
Well, what do you see out there this week, my friend?
Well, with the Illini going out to Kansas, you know, they're still in the midst of that heat wave weather pattern for another day and a half. But by the time they get out there Friday evening, they will be firmly ensconced in a much cooler, far more comfortable air mass there. So some relief in store on the plains and some relief in store around here after another couple of days of very warm, humid, sticky weather. The worst of the heat for now, that triple digit stuff expected to play out near the Mississippi River, parts of Iowa and south and southwest from there. We did spring a couple of spotty showers in parts of the area yesterday. Hopefully that didn't really impact anyone's cookout or barbecue or whatever you had up the sleeve for the holiday. It's the back to work and school grind underway on this Tuesday. It's 71 at Willard and Savoy right now. Dew point is up there at 67, a bit of a south wind. 70 at Rantoul, 69 at Kankakee, 73 at St. Louis, and pretty much low to mid 70s across the area right now. We'll climb to about 90 this afternoon, made 90 yesterday as well, and an isolated shower may brew up in a couple of spots this morning, and maybe a thunderstorm in one or two spots this afternoon. That air mass bubble up stuff, south wind, warm, humid tonight. Maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm this evening, low down to 74. And partly sunny, warm, humid weather for the day tomorrow. And again, a couple of showers and thunderstorms late morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. That's ahead of a cold front with a high near 87. We'll ring out the area with a couple of showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night. Only about half the area will see any of these rains, by the way, with a low down to 63. And a more refreshing air mass builds in here during the course of the day Thursday. A partly sunny, cooler, less humid, the high near 76. Fine weather going forward into Friday and the weekend. 75 on Friday, 76 Saturday, upper 70s for Sunday and Monday with near seasonal temperatures and a couple more showers due in for next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump, America's first Policy Institute chief communications director is Mark Lauder. Outside of the D.C. area, you're not in the swamp. You're not of the swamp, I presume. Mark, is that right?
No, originally from next door in Indiana, but now just a swamp adjacent.
So, Joe Biden, apparently you pseudonyms to discuss White House hire with his son Hunter. Let's just flip it. That's how I do the news. If Donald Trump had done that in a nefarious way, would there be any news on it? I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I mean, I think MSNBC would have like confetti cannons going 24/7.
Right. In some of the stuff that Bidens have done, I believe there would actually be foam coming out of their mouth. I really do.
It's really remarkable. I mean, and think about it this way. I mean, it wasn't just that they were talking about White House hires, but he was literally getting the vice president, then vice president's schedule sent to him. They were arranging times for him to brief with his father prior to calls involving his business partners and dealings in Ukraine. I mean, it's just remarkable. And they did it all to hide it from the American people. They've already found 5,400 emails involving his fake email names to and from, you know, various entities. And I'm sure some of that was, I'm going to be late for dinner, but what wasn't?
Well, and I guess I just need to know. There's only one thing I need to know. Was the president hireable? Could I get access? Could I get stuff by giving Hunter the money and then him dispersing among the family? Will we ever absolutely know that? They're not that dumb, are they?
Well, they even said, if you go back to the Hunter Biden laptop and some of the sworn testimony, they said it would take decades for them to unravel this money scheme. But they're already starting to do it. We've already found that his grandchildren and nieces and nephews and daughters-in-law were getting funding. Why was a grandchild getting money from foreign influence? Why was money coming from Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, China going to a Biden grandchild?
Yeah, how will history write all this, Mark? Because we have liberal historians as well. Will anything except that Donald Trump was a lightning rod and Joe Biden calmed the nation, anything else coming out of that?
No, I mean, the headline, you know, in history will be, you know, Biden stopped Trump.
Yeah.
At least temporarily. Yeah. I mean, we know what the number is looking like right now. And to be honest with you, you know, when it comes to the end of the day, I don't think whether it's the emails or the influence peddling or Trump's legal issues are going to matter to the American people. They want to know who's going to deal with gas prices, who's going to deal with inflation, who's going to stop the rampant crime in Chicago. And it's not the liberals that they keep voting for. I mean, they keep making it worse.
You know, I saw or heard something and kind of saw something over the weekend. It was of Walter Cronkite talking to John Kennedy in 1962 or 3. And you got to go find that, Mark. You just got to go listen to that thing.
I watched the video over the weekend.
You saw it, too. So it was floating around there.
I did, too.
But do you know that John Kennedy wouldn't even sniff the Democratic Party right now? He was talking about tax cuts and that we couldn't win in Vietnam. I mean, there's the Democrat. They think they're Democrats. This isn't Democrat. This isn't Paul Simon. This isn't John Kennedy. What happened to those guys? You like them. This is whacked out policy that's taken us over the edge.
Well, and I think the American people are finally waking up to that fact. When they see the crime, when they see the fact that downtown hotels in major American cities are not filled with tourists or business people, they're filled with illegal immigrants. And the federal government is asking, I think we've got $600 million to pay for it in the latest new proposal from spending from the White House. And in the meantime, you know, again, their gas prices, the grocery prices, all of this was created by Joe Biden. We didn't have an inflation problem under Trump. We didn't have gas price issues under Trump.
Isn't Robert Kennedy Jr. kind of like what John Kennedy sounded like? Kind of the normal Democrat? You might disagree with stuff, but it's kind of normal sounding. You could discuss stuff. Right now,
he's definitely taking more of that centrist track that they used to represent. I mean, I remember when I was in Indiana, when I first started in this business in the early 2000s, you know, we had a very close 50-49, you know, 51-49 state legislature. We'd had a Democrat governor for 16 years. Now you've got super majorities with Republicans in both chambers. You have, you know, 20 years now of Republican leadership, because so many of the so-called centrist moderate Democrats got sick and tired of it, and they left the party. Now it's time for our friends and neighbors next door in Illinois to get on board, too.
Yeah, okay. Mark, come on over and help me with that one. That would be really nice of you if you could help me with that one. But
I'm happy to come over.
somehow this has been a problem for a very long time. See John Kennedy, 1960, I think, right? Anyway, it's amazing how things have changed, how the dialogue has changed, how the contentious nature of our body has changed. And it's not very good. And I'm hoping and praying that we can get back to some sense.
Well, I mean, that's the hope. And I think at the end of the day, folks are going to have to say, look, you know what? You know, do I love everything that he tweets or says or how he says it? But my goodness, the policies worked. Yeah. The policies made my life better.
You know, outside of COVID, China was going to, you know, have Trump for 4 more years. The thing went south. Everything was just, I think, swimmingly. They didn't like Donald Trump. But stuff in America worked, and you're right. It was effective. There's no doubt about it. Mark Lauder, how can people connect with you?
You can follow me on Twitter, @Mark_Lauder, or go to AmericaFirstPolicy.com.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you, ESPN 93.5. Yes, sir. We are the home of the St. Louis Cardinals. And they didn't play on Labor Day. They also didn't play a couple of Sundays ago.
So unusual.
What the heck?
After a rare Labor Day off, the Cardinals are back at tonight, opening up a road trip that will take them to Atlanta and Cincinnati. The Cardinals are coming off a 6-4 win against Pittsburgh on Sunday, but lost 2 of 3 in the series. Jordan Walker hits his 14th home run in the game. Over his last six games, Walker is hitting .571 with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. His OPS during the six-game run is close to 1,700. Miles Michaelis is set to make the start tonight. His last start came on Wednesday against the Padres, where he produced a quality start, allowing 3 runs in 6 innings. Michaelis faced off against the Braves in his second start of the year, all the way back on April 5th, allowing 5 runs in 6 innings, taking the loss. The Braves swept that 3-game series, which was the second of the year. Atlanta has not looked back with a record of 90-46. The Braves had the best record in baseball, 5 games better than Baltimore, who have the second best record in baseball. First pitch from Truist Park is set for 6:20 tonight, meaning our coverage gets underway at 5:25. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs blank San Francisco 5-0 yesterday. Yeah. And they've got a 6:40 start over on US 105.9 using Kyle Hendricks on the mound. Let's hear some Seiya Suzuki.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit in the air to right center field, deep. Back goes Slater. It's got a chance. Gone. Seiya Suzuki with a home run. Cubs lead 1-0.
Yeah, that's all they needed. Justin Steele, terrific, shutting out the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Big win for the Cubbies.
Giants using Ryan Walter on the mound for the 6:40 contest today. And 6:40 is the start in Kansas City for the Chicago White Sox visiting. Royals on top 12-0 yesterday. And let's see. We had some NCAA football yesterday. And number 9, Clemson, was beat by Duke 28-7.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Right.
I mean, Clemson's usually in the national title hunt. You lose the first game, you're kind of out of it. They don't take – in fact, nobody in the NCAA history of the playoffs – no team that ever lost their first game makes it. So LSU got crushed by Florida State. LSU's probably not going to make it. They got to play Alabama. Anyway, it's going to be great. The biggest game this week is going to be Illinois-Kansas, man.
That's right, and that's Friday at 6:30. Go Illini.
Here's some Brett Bielema here coming up. We'll do that in just a bit after the game. And, of course, he met the press yesterday on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So they leave Thursday to play Kansas Friday night. Kansas is favored by 3.5. They rolled to victory in their first one. They won a bowl last year, and they got a great quarterback. So here
had
we
a
go
nice
again.
Crowd. We had the tailgating going on. We had the salute to the 83 team and the Rose Bowl reunion. That was great.
Yeah, go talk about that place in Brett Bielema for you here coming up momentarily. Let's talk weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, lots of great fall programming coming up, and you can learn more with their program guide by stopping by the Phillips Rec Center or visiting urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benham vicinity. Hope the holiday spell treated you kindly. Weather, by and large, did, although the heat and humidity are certainly into play, and that was evident certainly from Saturday on and includes the next couple of days across the area. As we tickle 90 this afternoon, still can't rule out a stray shower this morning and maybe not a thunderstorm this afternoon. South wind and humidity levels will again climb. Warm and humid for tonight. Isolated shower, thunderstorm around in spots this evening. Low down to 74. Tomorrow, they'll be approaching cold front later in the day. Very warm and humid, partly sunny sky, and a couple of showers, thunderstorms again later morning into the afternoon. The high around 87 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. Winds will shift to west-northwest and a low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny and 76, up to 75 on Friday. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday and Monday. Next chance for a couple of showers in here either late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week with temperatures near seasonal levels. For CPG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Chipmaker Arm says it looks to raise up to $4.8 billion in its upcoming U.S. stock launch. The semiconductor designer is based in the U.K. It plans to offer more than 95 million American depositary shares on the NASDAQ under the symbol Arm. As Walt Disney's dispute with Spectrum continues, Disney's urging Spectrum subscribers to switch to the Hulu Live plan to obtain access to ABC, ESPN, and other Disney-owned channels that are blacked out. Disney is suggesting Spectrum customers can sign up for Hulu Plus Live, a streaming service Disney mostly owns. Goldman Sachs economists now say the possibility of a recession in the U.S. next year is down to 15%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Fox News Rewind Financial Crisis 08.
This is an extraordinary period for America's economy.
A look back at the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression.
The market is not functioning properly.
And the events leading up to it from the people who were there.
You started to see the Dow plunge in synchronicity with the vote on the House floor.
Subscribe now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Never, ever 100% trust Wall Street.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Yeah, so it was the biggest crowd we've had in a very long time. 49,000 people were in Memorial Stadium. We're on the west side, so I saw the gaps in the east balcony. But other than that, the horseshoe was full. The student section was full early.
Yeah.
And apparently the west was full, too.
Uh-huh.
But it looked outstanding. Things went swimmingly for the first 7 minutes of the game. 7-0 Illinois.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, lemon
yeah.
squeezy. And then it just kind of halted and stopped. And
yeah. Where was the defense?
I don't know. I mean,
the law firm really enters? No,
we really, both sides of our interior where we thought, and again, keep in mind, there's a word we're using this year that is different than last year. That word, boys and girls, is expectation.
Yeah.
So we expected our line to be so dominant. Well, we were not so dominant against the future MAC champions. Toledo, to me, they may lose to somebody in the MAC, but I don't think so. It'll be an upset. They're going to be favored every single game now. They should go 11-1.
Right.
So they're going to be.
That's the Mid-Atlantic Conference.
The Mid-Atlantic Conference, and they got, you know, Ohio and Ball State, and they're just going to beat those teams. This is a very high-level football team coming off a bowl win and a really good quarterback. The guy was really, really tough, as mm-hmm. we expected.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get pressure on him. And then when we did, he wasn't real good. He doesn't pass it very well. He's not real accurate. That's his problem. But as far as kind of controlling the game and moving around, and I was sitting there. It was 19-7 midway through the third quarter. In my head, I said, if something doesn't happen, we're losing. And the next play was Miles Scott pick six. That happened.
Okay.
And that made it, the whole momentum changed. The whole thing said, okay, game on. This is a good
uh-huh,
one.
Uh-huh.
Then when we were up 27-19, I said, well, maybe we're pulling away, but those guys came back.
Right.
Anyway, very impressive. They left us too much time on the clock, and they missed the 2-point extra point.
Right.
Otherwise, a field goal wouldn't have won it. But the catch by Casey Washington.
Yeah, that turned it.
That was remarkable.
Yes.
The guy was all over him. Luke Altmaier took a brutal hit. And yet Casey came down with a beautiful ball, beautiful catch, game saver, fourth down.
Yeah.
And his fourth and four were throwing at 35 yards. It was awesome.
Right.
All right, Brett Bielema, our football coach, stepped to the microphone yesterday.
I know that obviously there's some outside sources that always give information.
Listen, the outside. let's review our word, okay?
Outside sources?
Expectation.
I see.
People thinking, we'll beat Alabama, man.
We're better.
Guys, we won a football game we probably shouldn't have won. Take it. 1-0. We're thrilled. But they were getting ripped online.
Toledo was?
Line Nation was ripping Illinois.
Okay.
Because we beat Toledo. But Toledo's really good, man.
Right, right.
We said that. Nobody believed it. So, yeah.
Seems like no matter what, there's negativity.
Well, it wasn't last year because nobody expected squat. Now we're expected to win them all. Calm down.
Okay.
Kids.
None. You know, how our guys played, but from our office, from the Smith Center, our offensive MVPs this past weekend, two receivers, Pat Bryant and Casey Washington. I thought those guys, you know, played a lot of good football here, but those two guys in particular, obviously the Casey with the big play at the end, with Pat with two touchdowns, and then also three guys on offense. We also gave it to Luke. Just thought, you know, a first-time quarterback, you know, starting the game the way he did, the first completion, the second completion, the third completion, his demeanor, some of the things he did with his legs, really the composure to go out on that last series. There was no anxiety in him. It was just kind of, let's go out and roll and see what happens. I thought that was really good defensively.
And he looked, Luke Altmyer, the last series, goes out, trots out there, and he looks back at Coach Bielma and winks at him. I got you, Coach.
Hmm.
What?
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Another great story of a new safety coming in and doing great things. Miles Scott, you know, moved him in the spring, and a lot has been said about that. I just thought he, you know, handled the moment really well. Obviously, that one play, a huge factor in the game, but he made so many other plays. Just really good awareness, common sense, demeanor, cutoff, skill, down in the box to play the quarterback. Just a really, really good opening game for him. I think he's going to be a very good football player here for a long time.
I wonder if Miles Scott's going, I want to be fifth in the draft and get $32 million like Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll play like that. All right, so we'll play a little more here.
Some heated discussions with the officials, we noticed, in my section with Brett Bielma.
At halftime, he pointed out there was 5 penalties for 20 yards, 9 penalties for 90 against Illinois. And we only had 1 penalty, and that was Gay back as a critical roughing the passer that I didn't get a good look at. And that was tough. But you know what? We won the football game. We're 1-0.
Right.
In a month or two, you won't even remember this.
That's right.
We're 1-0. Now, we have Luke Altmyer today with Lon Tay, and Lon came in yesterday and got this, and you're going to hear all of it this afternoon.
Oh, man, you had such a wonderful game, and we're going to get to that. I got to say this. I'm one of those idiots that's in that tailgate lot at 6:45 a.m., even for a 6:30 p.m. game, and I'm way too old to be doing that again. I felt like I was 80 all day yesterday. But, Luke, that was as many people as I've seen in the tailgate lot, even for a 6:30 game, for them to be there and ready to roll at 7 a.m. The excitement around this team has been built. And did you guys feel that when you guys took the field at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, absolutely we did. I mean, the fans, the whole experience, the whole day was, I mean, the energy was off the charts. I mean, I didn't know what to expect going into the game. I've never been to an Illinois game, or, you know, played in one, obviously. But, you know, I could tell just from my teammates seeing, you know, how they responded to the students, the whole community, and the way they came out and supported us. I mean, I remember driving into the stadium bus and getting ready for the Illini walk and seeing all the tents and the Grove area. It was really, really special, and it brought a lot of extra energy to us and really played in, I think, to our victory.
That's Luke Altmyer. You hear the whole interview. Fine young man. He's going to take the place of what we thought was going to be Weekly with Isaiah Williams. It wasn't working the schedule wise, so Luke is kind enough to step in and take that spot. We're going to hear from Luke Altmyer all year. And listen, is he our next quarterback for 36 more games?
Probably so.
Is he the guy that we're going to have at quarterback? He's got 2 more years eligibility. I loved his accuracy. I loved his poise. I loved how quick he was. He's fast, but he's quick, evasive. Never seen him before. I love how he winked at Brett Bielma. What kind of guy goes
He's
out on his
confident.
First
He's ready.
Time? I got you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. I love that guy.
And I love this conversation coming our way at the drive. And it's brought to you by Brian Hansen of the State Farm Insurance Agent. Brian is myguy.com. Saw him at the tailgate parties. Good time. And Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it. By First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted. And Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
We are appreciative of our sponsors for that. Do not forget, Jay Layman's on from 3 to 4.
Yes.
The power company coming in because he'll light up the lights, man, with his energy.
That's right.
What's Jay think? I saw Jay on Saturday night doing the Big Ten stuff.
Uh-huh.
Terrific.
He's looking good right there in the middle.
He brings
snappy suit
energy to that show. We'll be right back. Paul McCartney's guitar's missing. Stand by. ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. First Lady Jill Biden comes down with COVID for a second time since last August.
This came out of nowhere. No one had any inclination that the First Lady was even under the weather until we got that notice from her office yesterday. But Karine Jean-Pierre said that the president's going to undergo a regular cadence of testing this week. We don't know what regular is.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House. The president is set to travel to India for the G20 summit. Right now, the White House has not indicated if there's any sort of backup plans in the works. Watching the Caribbean.
Lots of activity in the Atlantic. This is the possible tropical storm Lee, which I think will become Lee probably today, and moves very close to the Caribbean, probably as a major hurricane.
Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean. The vacation over for lawmakers in the U.S. Senate return to work 3 p.m. Eastern today. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office has publicly released new details Sunday of the shooting in rural Kenny. They confirm one person dead, the shooter at large, the suspect identified as Jose Munoz. He's described as 5'6", Hispanic man with heavy build, black hair, brown eyes. The victim currently treated at Carl Hospital. Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District says they won't agree to a payment proposal from Marketplace Mall to use their space. MTD said the mall discussed the idea of a maintenance fee for buses to pick up and drop off people in their area. Managing Director Carl Nadd said a two-year, $1,500 a month agreement was declined. Well, Caleb Griffin's 29-yard field goal with 5 seconds to go, lifting Illinois to a 30-28 season opening win over Toledo at Memorial Stadium Saturday. Luke Attemeyer threw for 211 passing yards, 2 touchdowns in his Illini debut, and Pat Bryant hauled in both touchdowns. Illinois hits the road to face Kansas on Friday night. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, weather brought to you by Watts Coffee System. If you need perhaps a nice assessment of where you are with your coffee needs, they'll do a free one. Call Greg Wolf at Watts Coffee Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday. And this spell of late season heat and humidity continues on, but relief inside for the day. Tomorrow, at least in an approaching cold front, we'll feel it on Thursday around here. And temperatures back down to more seasonal expectations over the weekend and early next week as well. And for folks looking for a little more rainfall, perhaps some of that into the forecast mid to late next week as well. Hot and humid again for the day today, partly sunny up around 90, and a slim chance for a stray shower this morning, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Warm and humid for tonight, an isolated shower thunderstorm around this evening, low down to 74, partly sunny, very warm and humid for the day tomorrow. Somewhat better odds for a couple of showers, thunderstorms later morning and afternoon tomorrow in spots with a high around 87 degrees. So early evening showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday, partly sunny, 76 for the mid-70s on Friday. Gorgeous weather for the weekend with mid to upper 70s for daytime highs. Overnight readings will bottom out in the 50s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Craig Solier.
Another reason there was such relief, Brett Bielema and the entire University of Illinois worked very, very hard to get people to come to this game. I mean, they were selling a family four-pack for the season for, what was it, $99?
Right.
You do the math on that, is that less than a IMAX? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's just really, really a heck of a deal. So they got people there. Now you got to win when they're there. And there was some doubt in that third quarter. It didn't feel very good. And Miles Scott makes that pick six, and boom, off we go. So, hey, we're 1-0. Let's go, baby. We leave Thursday, go Kansas Friday, playing Lawrence, Kansas. So what's going on? There's a worldwide search for a Paul McCartney, the famous Beatle. Paul McCartney's bass guitar somehow is... This is Paul McCartney from 2009. Play it, man. Jonathan Savage, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Live from the London office, Fox News Radio, Jonathan Savage. So how do we know Paul McCartney's guitar was even missing?
Yes, it has been missing, in fact, since 1969, because it's not any old bass guitar. It's not the one you're listening to right now. But if you were to listen to Love Me Do, She Loves You, Twist and Shout, those early Beatles classic, that's the bass guitar you're going to hear. It was played by Paul McCartney in iconic venues like the Cavern Club in Liverpool, the Top Ten Club in Hamburg. He actually bought it in Hamburg in 1961. And after a couple of years, it became his backup. Still popped up from time to time, but it hasn't been seen, like I said, since 1969, and now Macca wants it backer.
So, how will we know? I mean, is it a collector? Was it stolen? What happened?
That's the thing. It's all down to theory right now. There are a couple of possibilities. It was last seen during the filming of Get Back in 1969. So there's a couple of ideas. It's possible it was moved to the Abbey Road Studios, the very famous London recording studio where the Beatles had a lockup, and it could have been stolen from there. Or it could have been stored in the basement at Apple Records in Savile Row in London after the end of those Get Back and Let It Be recording sessions, and possibly it was pilfered from that basement there. But nobody knows, and that's really the source of this. It literally could be anywhere in the world. It might even have been destroyed accidentally or possibly on purpose by somebody. But we do know there was definitely Beatles gear at those venues at that time, at a place where it was said to be like a continuous 24-hour party, people coming and going, totally chaotic. It's very possible someone may have recognized that bass guitar and thought, oh, I'll add that to my collection. Could be in someone's attic right now.
I was going to say, somebody could find it in their closet in Southampton, for crying out loud.
Damn,
we have no idea.
When
we find it, do we arrest the person or pay for it?
Right.
What happens here?
Well, you know, I think there's a bit of an amnesty going on here, because it may be in the hands of somebody who didn't know how it got there. And they understand that somebody may be looking for a bit of money for it as well. I think they're sort of fairly open-minded about it. The idea is that after Paul McCartney gets it back, it'll one day be available for public display. So I don't think this isn't a sort of a crime hunt or anything like that. This is just a case of let's get this bass guitar back to Paul McCartney and back to being available for the public to enjoy.
Wonder what it would be worth, Jonathan.
Yeah, there's some speculation because some guitars have gone on sale belonging to the likes of John Lennon and Kurt Cobain, which have gone for a few million dollars each. There's some speculation this would be even more valuable because of its history, maybe somewhere between $10 and $15 million. So it's worth spending maybe 20 minutes this Sunday searching through your attic and your basement if your grandparents were a particularly big Beatles fan, for example.
I'm wondering if you get a Google image Paul McCartney's bass guitar, would you get to see what it looks like?
Well, yeah, you could, but it won't look like it did in the early days, and that's what makes it a bit more difficult. There is still a dead giveaway, apparently, of the Hofner logo, the Hofner guitar. It's written vertically on the headstock, whereas later versions had it written horizontally. But it was renovated over the years. It was given a darker paint job. It had the pickguard removed. Once you find it, I think it's not going to be immediately identifiable. You'd have to show it to an expert, to the people who are running this lost bass project, in order to guarantee and sort of authenticize it.
I am going to be keeping my eyes out at every garage sale from now on, Jonathan.
There you
Thanks
go.
To you. We appreciate that. Jonathan Savage, Fox News Radio, London. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, so on the lookout for a left-handed guitar, right? Because Paul's left-handed.
Right.
All right. Noted. What about Jimmy Buffett?
Right.
Oh, man.
At the age of 76, he passed away
on
Friday and had a rare skin cancer. So that was, I mean, just outdoor festivals and the like, you always hear Jimmy Buffett tunes.
Watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
We were in St. Bart's, and I saw Jimmy's boat.
Hey.
Across the harbor, big blue yacht. It was a yacht.
Yeah.
Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy! We saw him pulling out, didn't see Jimmy. That's it.
Have you eaten at Margaritaville before?
I've never eaten at a Margaritaville, but they speculated Jimmy's was worth $1 billion.
Wow.
Very good. Obviously, a great businessman.
Sure.
And there's that Lahaina restaurant we ate at called Cheeseburger in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with Jimmy Buffett,
though. Oh, wow.
Just called Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Okay.
Anyway, that's sad. Everybody.
Merkel cell carcinoma was his cause of death, a rare and aggressive skin cancer.
Sheesh, that's too bad.
But when it comes to, you know, even in town here, the boat drunks cover a lot of Jimmy Buffett songs.
No, they've been doing that a long time.
And so many parrot heads that have had that experience of following him around and enjoying the concerts and shows. I mean, just a great kind of island escapism and just a great frame of mind just to be outdoors, be on the beach, and sipping a beverage and having fun. Gary Wright passed away. Dreamweaver was his big hit. He was 80 years old. And at the age of 56, Steve Harwell passed away with liver failure. He was known for his work as the lead singer for Smash Mouth. All-star.
Jimmy Buffett, with Margaritaville, it was, you know, people are saying it was more than a song, it was a way of life.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett on Entertainment Tonight some years ago.
Style really is one that most of us would give our right arm to have. How do you get away with this?
Well, I go to the office in the morning and I get about... How do I get away with it? It's always been what I've wanted to do. You know, I started out actually, you know, living in Key West at first. And it was, I was working in a little cocktail lounge, you know, doing happy hour and sailing my boat. And my career was down the tubes. And I'd never been happier when nothing was happening career-wise for me. And then just about the time I was settling into my casual lifestyle in Key West, I did that first album and it took off.
I'll be darned. Jimmy Buffett, years ago. What an icon.
Absolutely.
All right, 7:42 ESPN 93.5. It is Tuesday. Going to feel like Monday all week. Mm-hmm. It is Tuesday. That means it's Jay Lehman on this Labor Day weekend today from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Altmaier is on every Monday now, beginning today. Lon had a great interview with him yesterday. You'll hear the new Illini quarterback. I think everybody was impressed with Luke Altmaier. And we're excited that he's our quarterback. We got our hands full with Kansas. Going in as an underdog, Kansas is a very good football team with a terrific quarterback in their own right. You know what, though? It feels like kind of the pressure's off. We're not favored to win this one. But if you do, what happens at 11 a.m. a week from Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Penn State in town, that'll be over 50,000.
11 a.m. kickoff for that one.
For sure.
Yeah, that's right.
You go 2-0 and Penn State number 7 in the nation, that would be exciting. But here we go. Got to try Kansas.
I saw a promotional piece saying wear orange. So I think we're already in that orange out mode. So I'll get with Game Day Spirit on some of their special orange items that you can get for that. And on Sunday the 10th, Stevie, 325, Green Bay is in Soldier Field to face the Bears.
Well, what's that going to look like? But the season starts Thursday night.
I know.
Detroit Lions head to Kansas City. Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City favored to win again. Philadelphia second in that pecking order.
Okay.
So could be a repeat of the last year's Super Bowl, earlier this year's Super Bowl.
We sure had a great time at Pia's on Friday, and Pia's is doing a special Green Bay versus the Bears viewing on the patio there with their great TVs and all the drink specials. I believe they're grilling out, and I need to get all my copy points together on all the things that you can enjoy if you decide to see Bears and Packers.
We had the biggest crowd ever for the drive.
It was so great.
It was a wonderful crowd. Ben Quattrone gave out 4 50-yard line tickets with a parking pass. Mm-hmm. Ben Quattrone, Sarah Champagne, kind of Ben to do that. We might get a chance to do stuff like
for
that this
sure.
year as they come up. But anyway, great broadcast. We'll do it again on the 20th.
Uh-huh.
September 20th again
ahead
from
of that
Pia's.
Florida Atlantic game.
Yep. Okay. All right, let's jump to our morning sports, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:44, Tuesday, September 5.
Kind of unusual for St. Louis to have off yesterday. They'll be in Atlanta with a 6:20 start, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. We had the Cubs over San Francisco 5-0. That's a 6:40 start with Kyle Hendricks on the mound, taking on the Giants' Ryan Walker on the mound. You want to do
this? Let's recap where the Cubs are.
Okay.
Cubs are in the playoffs right now. They are going to the playoffs. They will play. Well, we don't know who they'll play. But the fact that they're still in the thing, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we honestly, didn't we think it'd be reverse? That we'd be talking about the Cardinals in September?
Well, we usually are.
Well, we're not this year. That's for darn sure. Now it's just like, oh, boy, can the Cubs get in there? You'll hear the Cubs on US 105.9 every game, including 6:40 start time tonight. The standings as we have them on Tuesday, September 5, regarding the Chicago Cubs, it looks like this. In the Central Division, it's Milwaukee. Just 2.5 now ahead of the Cubbies. The Cubs are 10 games over 500. Isn't that something?
Mm.
So they're there still competing for your divisional championship. In the wild card race, the Cubs are 3 games now ahead of the next guy. Arizona, Cincinnati are tied for that final spot, but the Cubbies are finding themselves in a comfortable position. A lot of baseball left, but you know what? It might happen. And never know who gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
They better sign Cody Bellinger, man. The guy has carried the Chicago Cub team.
Right.
They got to sign him. He's going to make a lot of money. Will the Ricketts step up to the plate and get her done?
So, let's see how it goes tonight. And Kansas City beats Chicago's White Sox 12-1 yesterday. Dylan Cease on the mound. And that's a 6:40 start for that game in Kansas City. And like you mentioned, Thursday we had Detroit at Kansas City to begin the NFL season. And the Bears are in Chicago on Sunday at 3:25 on Fox. Jacksonville is in Indianapolis to face the Colts Sunday at noon. So Friday, we'll also have Indiana State taking on Indiana at 6. But we're looking forward to Illini against Kansas at 6:30. And our volleyball team is in action against the University of Illinois Chicago's Flames at 6 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, Emily, we're going to put you on now since you're here.
Yeah, why not?
Move that microphone around. Get nice to Emily Atkins. Like, now tell people what the business that you're doing is again, Emily. Just tell me again. It's called
Happy Healing.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Anybody talking about Happy Healing now that we've run your commercial a zillion times?
Everyone's talking about Happy Healing.
Yes, that's the idea.
That's kind of what radio does, and we've put you out there, and people like you.
Thank you.
They like how you sound. So tell me about what you had going on the 9th, which is sold out.
We actually have 2 tickets left.
Oh.
So if you want to be a part of Spiritual Spa Day, there are very limited tickets left, but it'll be really fun. We've got candle making, massage, facial, and crystal sound bowl healing. Hey,
people don't know what a crystal sound bowl. Somebody thought you were saying crystal ball. I said, no,
right,
it's crystal sound bowl.
Really?
The sound that they can make, like a finger on a wine glass kind of the thought. It's that kind of a unique sound.
It is. And it heals you on a cellular level, but it just sounds so nice. It's absolutely relaxing. A lot of people fall asleep when listening to it.
How long is that session? Half hour?
Yes,
okay.
Half hour.
Half hour massage, half hour of that, and then
facial,
and then you're doing candles?
Yes.
And it's $200 each.
For everything.
Everything?
Yes.
$200 for all of that.
Yeah.
Because you
Where
pay
does
$200.
This take place?
This is at Happy Healing. This is 2108 West Park in Champaign.
Okay.
And so I'm so happy that people are responding to you. So if you are interested in this coming up this Saturday, then you need to get hold of Emily. How would they do that?
Go to the website. It's happyhealing.us, and you can purchase tickets through there.
Well, good for you. Okay, so you also have something else coming up. Is that right?
Yes, and I'm also equally excited about this writing workshop. So this will take place every Thursday for 1 month from 6 to 7 p.m.
A writing, like I'm going to write a poem, a book. What am I writing?
Or journaling?
Yes. So this is for anyone who has like a story in their heart that they've been wanting to share but are not quite able to like get it out on paper. This is a great place to like come. We have Tracy Neitzel, who has over 23 years of teaching experience. So she's going to help guide us with prompts and different exercises, as well as just being a part of a beautiful community of other authors.
Hmm.
So if I get stuck on She can help me.
Exactly.
Just starting the story. What's the first sentence? It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah. That's interesting that you're, what's Tracy's background?
She has been a high school English teacher. She was actually my high school English teacher, and she has made such an impact on me that even over 15 years later, I was still thinking about her. And I actually have a story that I really want to get out, but have just like some like mental blocks about what it is to write a story. And so I was like, I'm going to reach out to Mrs. Neitzel, who she then said, call me Tracy. I really felt like I made it then.
I know. one of the great influences in my life was Les Brown, the great motivational speaker. And he always said, you know, the tragedy of life is all those recipes, all those stories, all those legendary actions of a particular family are buried in the cemetery. And we never hear the story.
Yeah.
And everybody has a story. And if nothing else, do it for your family.
Yeah.
About they're interested in what happened and how you got where you are, right?
Absolutely.
Writing.
I like this idea.
For a month, it's interesting because everybody, you know, like Emily, she has something in there, but she can't kind of lock it. And so Tracy, she's got the keys, huh?
She does. She does.
Okay, I like this.
So
what got you interested in all of this, Emily? These are great things in life that you're tapping into here.
Oh, thank you so much. I just love to help people feel their best. And I like to do that in a very holistic approach. So it's like...
You're not taking drugs?
No. But you know what? After a spiritual spot day, you'll feel like you might be on drugs because you're going to feel so good.
People don't realize that it is within, you know, and they're always chasing this, but it's within.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think people are more locked into holistic now than ever because nobody wants to take, you know, all the medications where sometimes prescribe when maybe we don't need it, but give it to me. I gotta go. You know, because I'm sorry, but that's kind of the feel.
Yeah,
is that placate whatever you do, you normally do. Here you go. Got to go to the next one. And so this is a little different, and I think people feel better about all that. Plus, you don't get addicted to some prescription medication,
right?
And stuff like that.
And there's always some kind of repercussions to any kind of pill that you take.
Well, and
there's always going to be adverse
effects. If you
too.
Don't take any, when you do need them, they'll work better. Than if you're always inundated with that stuff. All right, so when, where, for the writing month, when, where, how, all that.
So you can also sign up through the website happyhealing.us, and it's every Thursday night from 6 to 7 from September 21st to October 12th.
Okay, for the writing workshop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And your location again?
2108 West Park in Champaign.
What is that over by?
That's over there on Country Fair Drive you're driving toward the Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, thank
Schnucks.
You.
It's all in there. I've passed by the street.
That's what I need, restaurant to guide me.
Have never gone into Happy Healing, never been invited, so I didn't. No,
Stevie, you're invited
I know,
now.
I know.
Okay, thank
Everyone's
you.
Invited
Just
now.
Kidding. What are your hours of operation?
So weekdays from 9 to 6, actually.
Okay.
Nice
to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, and congratulations on the success of September 9. Again, two tickets left for a facial, massage.
Candle making.
No, the bowls.
The sound bowls.
Yeah.
Crystal sound.
What is the order of it? Bowls. I mean, do we rotate, or who does what, or how does that work?
It rotates, so it's an individual session for each person, so it's going to be different for everyone.
What's wrong with a facial massage, man? The massage alone costs $200.
Exactly.
So there you go. Emily, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
You're wonderful on the radio.
Yep.
Emily Atkins, Happy Healing. One more time, the connection. How do I get there? What's the website?
Happyhealing.us.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin Douglas Mini Splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Hope the holiday spell treated you kindly. Weather, by and large, did, although the heat and humidity are certainly into play, and that was evident certainly from Saturday on and includes the next couple of days across the area. As we tickle 90 this afternoon, still can't rule out a stray shower this morning and maybe not a thunderstorm this afternoon. South wind and humidity levels will again climb. Warm and humid for tonight. An isolated shower or thunderstorm around in spots this evening. Low down to 74. Tomorrow, it'll be approaching cold front later in the day. Very warm and humid, partly sunny sky, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms again later morning into the afternoon. The high around 87 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms earlier tomorrow night. Winds will shift to west-northwest and a low down to 63. Cooler and less humid for the day on Thursday. Partly sunny and 76, up to 75 on Friday. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday and Monday. Next chance for a couple of showers in here either late Tuesday or Wednesday of next week with temperatures near seasonal levels. For CPG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 7:56. We are going to go to the news in a matter of moments. We're going to talk more about the Illinois game on Friday night this week. And we're excited. It's at Kansas. We won the first one. Phew! That was close, but we got her done. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday. Dr. Todd, he's at the Pet Pro, our veterinarian. So, how are you? How was Labor Day?
Everything was good. The kids were up, so we had help with the puppies, and then it was a good time.
How many weeks are our puppies now?
Hey, we're 3 to 4 weeks, so we got it about a month to go. So yeah, and they're getting to the point where they're wanting to see the world.
What causes puppy breath?
Gotta be the diet.
Okay, the diet.
Lots of milk.
Well, they're just darling.
It's so sweet.
We've been pet sitting for Nathaniel and Allison's dog, and that's been a lot of work, but you know what, this little puppy Cocker Spaniel, she's going to be a darling dog. It just puppyhood, Todd, that's what you get, right?
Yeah, it is. They're fun, they're challenging, but you're creating a great dog as time goes forward if you put the time in early.
Well, and if somebody comes to you and Gene and say, hey, I'm buying this as a gift, what do you say?
No.
No. This is not.
Yeah, that's the fastest way to get a no from Miss Tina. Say, oh, we're buying somebody a birthday present.
Oh, God.
But no, not unless they're involved. I can't be a surprise.
I hear the Boof in the background. So how's the Boof feel about all the puppies running around?
Well, he's cool with the puppies. He's just upset he didn't get to come to work for a few days. So he's not used to time off.
Yeah, so what does he do at home? Twiddle his paws? What happens?
It went out in the yard and barked at the bulls and, any other sort of critter he can find out there. So he had a good time taking on the world.
All right, so he was happy to jump into the car today.
Oh, yeah, you sure? All the way to work, he was telling me what to do. So.
All right, anything else we need to know about our puppies before I let you go?
No, everything's pretty calm at the moment in the pet world, it seems like, in Champaign. So,
you still have a great deal on washing my dog, right? Get your dog washed for how much, Todd?
Yeah, it's $30-$35, depending on if you're a client or not. So it'll pay to be a client here.
Sounds great.
I promise.
You're the man, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, it's Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro Veterinarian, ESPN 93.5. Okay, break for the news. Be right. Another hour to go. Got some more Brett Bielema to play you. Luke Altmaier will be on this afternoon with Lon and Derek on the drive. It's Jay Layman, All-American linebacker, Champaign Central grad, turned himself into an All-American at the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. He's awesome on the radio, and that's today. We did not run it yesterday, be it Labor Day. So it's Jay Layman today, and you do not want to miss the first hour from 3 to 4, and then repeated, in case you do miss that one, from 5 to 6.
Love it.
And we'll, but here's the 3 to 4, because I think we might go to the Cardinal pregame at some point, too.
And we can also find about great job opportunities with Frasca and what a terrific company that is, as Kent comes to fill us in about that. And we'll find out about Restore hosting their Raise the Woof
That's
fundraiser.
Here already. Mm-hmm. All right, back in a moment, ESPN 93.5. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.